Hey, Rhea.
Oh, hey, how are you? When are you going to be going to
I'm in Vegas, but
you
it's like,
gonna, when are you coming home for crying
out loud?
But I'm
on stage with a bunch
of... Who are you on stage with?
God, there are no girls here.
This is PodTech News from the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Intel says one obstacle to getting good video content over web-enabled devices was the lack of content. CEO Paul Otellini brings out on stage Morgan Freeman, Danny DeVito, Tom Hanks, and others to talk about new content possibilities with Vive.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Morgan Freeman and Laurie McCreary. Hey, Laurie.
Hey, great, great.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
It sure looks like Clickstar is offering something unique in the online world, a revolution in how films are going to be made and viewed and broadcast.
Clickstar's mission is to be the online destination for premium entertainment, and we'll do that with artist-created channels created by and featuring some of our favorite stars.
Clickstar will also offer broadband debuts of first-run movies, available exclusively on Clickstar within weeks of their release in the theaters.
Yeah. I like that.
And what's really exciting to us as producers is that we have a global distribution opportunity, not only for American films, but for films worldwide.
Now, while you all have been busy building this cool Vive platform, can I get one?
Absolutely. We can make one for you.
Bet. Okay. So, while you've been doing this, we've been working with some of the most creative minds in our industry to revolutionize the way films can be made, released, and viewed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And as you can imagine, it's a huge undertaking.
And we're not planning on doing this alone, Paul. I can tell you this right now.
Good. I was worried.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pride and pleasure that I welcome to the stage those great creative minds that I just mentioned earlier. Danny DeVito, Tom Hanks, Tom Shadyac, and Brad Sibling.
Hey. Hello, everybody.
Who are you?
Hello.
How are you?
How you doing?
Hey, Paul. How are you? Nice to see you.
Give me some love.
How are you doing? We've been backstage for 3 hours hanging out.
It's theater, baby. It's theater.
It is great to have all you guys here. This is terrific.
It's great to be here. Really great to be here. We're excited about it. I mean, we've been talking about this for a really long time. And Clickstar is going to give us the opportunity to get our movies out there. Creative movies that we have our hearts set on making, democratizing movies, and I'm very proud to be here, and thank you very much, Morgan and Laurie and Paul and...
I think it's me.
You guys.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
We were actually all just backstage. I directed Morgan in Bruce Almighty, where he played God. Can I push the new one, Evan Almighty, coming out Christmas next year? Okay. But we were actually just all riffing ideas about movies and different forms of entertainment that we can now have the freedom to bring because of things like Clickstar. I'm excited about ideas. When Morgan brought Clickstar to my attention, it became about the idea of the translation of ideas to people who can now instantly access it in India or other countries. And I'm excited because we've been talking about ideas that can really not just entertain but change things. So Morgan, thank you, sir, for allowing me to be here and be a part of this.
I think this is all great, but I just came to Vegas to blow $800 at the crap table.
Yeah.
There were some free sandwiches backstage. No, seriously. Tom and Laurie brought us together about 2 years ago, literally a cold call out of the blue. This is Morgan Freeman. I'd like to talk to you about what? And he said, well, about the future. So we began meeting way back then, about every 6 months or so. The end result is what you see right here. Danny DeVito is getting a phone call right now. I'm telling you, on the phone.
Well,
mm-hmm. You want to sign up for Quickstar?
Hey, Rhea.
Oh, hey, how are you going to be going to the
I'm in Vegas, but it's like...
When are you coming home for crying out loud?
But I'm on stage with a bunch
of... Who are you on stage with?
Honest to God, there are no girls here.
No, there's no girls here.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, hon. Okay, bye.
Rhea. I just,
ladies and gentlemen, Rhea Perlman.
Rhea Perlman, who's making a movie with Danny's daughter at this very moment. That's why they're talking with each other.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, that's all right. Let me just see if I can get my pace back again,
yes.
Mr. DeVito, and see if I ever work with Danny DeVito. Fabulous thing. The future is here in the form of Clickstar. And the yes, it has great opportunities for motion pictures, but there's a number of projects, ideas, creative entities that might only exist on Clickstar. They might not be seen in any other venue. It won't, not on television, or certainly not on DVD. And what the opportunity is for the creative people, the writers, the producers, the directors, and even the actors to control their own material from start to finish and get it in front of the audience that wants to see it by way of Clickstar. That's only, if that happens, that's only good, both for the industry and for the art form.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear.
So, Paul, I want to go back to what you mentioned a little while ago about the commitment we made 2 years ago at CES, where Morgan and I, and you stood here and said that we were going to release a film in the theaters and at the same time on broadband. Well, we like to keep our promises.
Well, can you tell me more?
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, we're very excited to announce today the first online film premiere for Clickstar in 2006 is called 10 Items or Less. It was written and will be directed by Brad Silbling. Many of you know him from Lemony Snicket. Thanks for being here, Brad.
Pleasure. Thank you. It's fantastic. It's great to get to shamelessly plug your film. It's a great opportunity. I'm actually most excited, frankly, about my lead. His name is Morgan Freeman. We've heard very promising things about him. Fine young actor.
Well, we love the lead, but can you tell us a little bit about the film?
Absolutely. Morgan is going to be playing actually opposite Spain's luminary actress Paz Vega, who many of you saw last year in Spanglish.
Well, when do you start? Because I'm having to get in there.
Casting
a little
situation.
Bit. You send me a script.
I'll operate a camera, hold traffic.
You want a craft service?
I'm not available.
No, you're not available.
Forget okay. about it.
Brad, can you tell us what convinced you to do a premiere on Clickstar?
Yeah, 10 Items is it's a very intimate human comedy. It just seemed like a perfect opportunity to have the most intimate experience, actually, for this work to be viewed in. That's the home. I mean, that and, frankly, you know, a pristine presentation. Because, of course, directors we're never control freaks now.
Hey, what do you mean?
Wait a minute.
You tell lies in Las Vegas.
Knock your block off. Crazy lad. Get the hell out of here.
Say it again.
Oh, God. Go on, say that again.
Come on now. Now, picking up on what Tom said, too, bottom line, making story, telling stories the way that we like to tell them, that's really it for a director. So, I mean, I think the idea of getting to bring these stories directly to the audience, that is literally creative freedom for us.
You know, even though it's going to be on the internet, I've never been to a Hollywood premiere, hint, hint.
No.
No. Any chance?
Stick with me. Stick with me. And if you can't make it to the theater, anyone anywhere in the world who has the service will have front row seats right in the comfort of their own home. Think about that.
Hey, come on.
Is that line again?
Hey, what?
I'm sorry, we were
always back the other line.
Hey, we just want to try it one more time.
Don't scare me. Okay.
We're thinking the third time it'll work.
Okay,
good.
So
go ahead.
That's great. Congratulations. You guys do this for a living,
yeah,
right?
You
want to bring the AOL out guy? You know, we forgot our capes and our big hats.
I want to congratulate Brad on the upcoming release of your
new
movie.
Thank you.
And I want to thank most of you for being here, particularly Tom, Danny, and Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Brad.
Pleasure.
Of course, Laurie and Morgan. Thank you very much for making this a very exciting day.
It is our great pleasure to be here with you, Paul.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. That was fun. Thank you. Good to see you. Bye-bye. Well, what you've just seen is a phenomenal lineup of content for Vive. Vive literally changes how you watch television, how you watch the internet, how you watch sports, how you go to the movies, all around the world. Today on Vive, at its launch, there are more than 2 million songs available, 100,000 movie videos, over 10,000 television shows, over 1,000 movies, hundreds of games, and all of them on one Vive. Welcome to the new normal. Now, in the last hour, I took you on a whirlwind tour of what's possible. We set the stage for a number of new normals, a rising baseline of capability everywhere in our lives. We introduced two new platforms, Centrino Duo that will change entertainment on the go, and Vive that will change television and the living room. Both of these are powered by a revolutionary new microprocessor called Core Duo. It's an exciting time filled with promise. This year, 100 million people will discover digital technology for the first time. 150 million people will discover wireless technology for the first time. For all of these people, the freedom and the power that they enjoy will create a new normal in their lives. They'll leap ahead in their lifestyles, and then they're going to move on to the next leap, and the next leap, and the one after that. That's the new normal, a rising baseline of fun. And it's made possible by the right technologies and standards and platforms, but it's brought to life by the human imagination. The stage is set. Let's go have some fun. Thank you very much.